From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Today is National Bubble Bath Day.
National Bubble Bath Day?
Yeah, when was the last time you took a bubble bath?
I don't have really a good bathtub.
Yeah?
I actually took one. I took one in November.
Okay.
But I wasn't home. I had to. It was in a hotel.
Yeah, 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 sure.
Because I don't have a good bathtub. And it was the first one I'd taken. Actually, it wasn't a bubble bath. It was a bath.
Okay, all right, enough. It's bubble bath day today. If you got bubbles, whatever.
I love me a good bath, too.
Well, good for you.
I just don't have the ability.
I never take bubble baths. It's just not my thing. It's not my thing.
Not your thing.
No. The only bubbles I have anything to do with are usually in a glass. And they usually contain alcohol. So, you know.
Yeah, you're such a lush.
I am. I'm a lush. All right. What's going on today in the world of Who Cares News?
Well, Lindsay Lohan's new reality series launches tonight on MTV.
Bored.
I know.
MTV used to stand for music television.
Yeah.
When was the last time they played music on music television?
No.
MTV.
Videos, you know.
Nothing. Nothing.
She was in New York doing the press premiere yesterday, where she talked with Entertainment Tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She's still talking Mean Girls movie sequel.
Yeah, well, okay.
And
so what?
She even has the help of Jimmy Fallon in getting the sequel greenlit.
Interesting, because Jimmy and Tina Fey and all of those guys all involved in the first movie, and Tina's got the Broadway musical going right now.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, we'll see. Now that Jimmy Fallon's on board, is Tina Fey on board? That's the question. It's her movie, her story, kind of embellished, because Tina was a mean girl.
But will it make them money? If it's going to make them money, they will want it to be happening.
You know what? I think it depends on whether or not anybody watches the show tonight and over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
The Lindsay Lohan beach thing.
You got to give her an A for effort. The girl doesn't quit.
She got back on TV. That's
she did.
Something. And so yesterday she was doing the press rounds, huh? In New York?
Yep, New York.
New York.
She also explained yesterday that her many accents that she's used in the past few years.
Yes.
According to Miss Lohan.
Yeah.
She, as an actress,
uh-huh,
tends to pick up accents in foreign countries naturally.
Okay, so that's it.
And speaking of Jimmy Fallon, Lindsay was a guest on The Tonight Show last night as well, and they did a dance parody based on Sandra Bullock's hit Bird Box.
Really?
And so Lindsay repeated that awkward dance move we saw
that we
on
can't
YouTube
unsee
last year.
I remember that. Can't unsee that sucker.
I wonder
crap.
If she spoke in any foreign,
accents yesterday. Well, wasn't there an accent? She was speaking gibberish, right? I kind of remember her speaking gibberish like there were foreign words that nobody had ever heard before.
She's
another language.
Weird. She's making up languages. I don't know.
Not to change the subject, Bird Box. Wow, what a flipping hit. The biggest thing to ever hit Netflix.
I got
45 million people watched it in the first 10 days.
I just heard about it last week. So
this morning, I hear that that Nielsen also backs up Netflix's claims. Nielsen is now rating streaming shows, and they say in the first 7 days it was 4-some-odd million people a day watching. So if you take that and multiply by 10, and it's got incredible staying power. It's the biggest show Netflix has ever launched.
Jeepers.
And it's not a show. It's a movie.
You think Julia Roberts wished she had done that
one? Right.
Just wondering. Not that Homecoming hasn't done well.
I've watched a couple episodes.
Yeah. Homecoming has done just fine.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's done great. So there you go. Bird Box. Gotta see it.
I'm still not 100% positive what it's all about. However, I don't want to know any more than I've already heard.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave it at that.
I'd be surprised.
It's a thriller. They did some exteriors here in Southern California, and it's a real house. People are actually stopping by the house now, taking selfies with a blindfold.
Oh, jeez.
It's out in Monroe.
All right, that's all I want to know. I don't want to know anymore.
Another tourist attraction to see while you're on vacation here in sunny Southern California. We have it all.
We do.
We do.
Well, but we don't have We don't have Jimmy Fallon.
Well, yeah. I miss the Tonight Show.
Yeah, there's no Tonight Show.
You know, the
here.
Tonight Show for 40 years.
It was,
here. Was here in Burbank, beautiful downtown Burbank. And then poof.
Poof.
500 people.
No more.
Out of jobs. Thanks a lot, NBC. It's all your fault.
All right. Info from the Golden Globes after parties is trickling out.
But trickling.
Trickling. Now, one of the stories we find most interesting is that 45-year-old Kate Beckinsale. You like her.
I do like Kate. What the heck was she doing at the Golden Globes?
She was flirting.
She was flirting?
And while she was flirting, she was drinking champenois.
Well, yeah, because when the whole thing was like sponsored by Moët.
Yes.
Right? Moët
there
always
was Moët
sponsors.
All over the place.
There's Moët everywhere at the Golden Globes. So they're at here's Kate at an after party.
Flirting.
Flirting with?
Drinking.
Anybody
with
in particular?
Now famously single 25-year-old SNL comic Pete Davidson.
She's so old I enough guess, to be his mother. 20 years difference.
I guess take that, Ariana Grande.
I don't think Ariana.
Pete apparently likes older, much older women.
More experienced women.
But if this was a man, no one would. Well, no, we would.
That's
it'd
not
be
true.
Creepy.
Now it's creepy yes, no matter what.
It. It's out there. It would be creepy.
It's just creepy.
Well, if she's just flirting.
Except for Pete Davidson. I kind of wish that was Pete Davidson.
I bet you do.
I do.
Yes.
A little flirting and drinking champenois with
yeah.
Kate Beckinsale.
Uh-huh.
I you know, because I'm old enough to be her father. So I'm old enough to be Pete Davidson's grandfather. Oh, crap. Now that sucks. I'm not old enough to be her father. I'm
Almost.
Old enough to be her creepy
you could
uncle.
Be.
I'm old enough to be her creepy uncle, like I am with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So. Anyway, any stories about Halle Berry at the after parties? She take her clothes off for any photo shoots on Instagram like she does every day? I mean, no.
Is this your dream?
She
Is this
does
what you...
every day. She, I mean, oh, not every day, but it's not a shocker anymore to open up my Instagram and see.
Does she have anything on?
Halle Berry. Yeah, usually she's got something, you know, modest on. And she's covering some part of her body that's uncovered, you know, with her hands or whatever. Or hiding behind her hair or...
Why is she doing her extensions?
I don't
Why?
Know. I don't understand it.
What has brought this on? What is she, 50-something? I mean, not that... I mean,
okay,
I'm
but
jealous,
she's Halle Berry, but here's the deal about Halle Berry. Uh-huh. When was the last time she had work?
True.
Okay.
Or Rest a successful marriage. Oop.
Successful marriage.
She's successful
got a, apparently, she's got to pay that child support, too, apparently.
Yes.
So she not needs something marriage. To keep things going.
She doesn't
What's
have...
the last thing
she
was
do
in?
Get with her relationship.
Oh, she had a... Didn't she have a little TV show? Not too long ago. Yeah, she had a little TV show.
A little
that's
show?
Been a, that's been a few years ago. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, Halle Berry. Mm. She's just famous for being famous now.
Yeah, not that you mind. You still like her.
Of course I like her. Hello. Hashtag Halle Berry. All right, cool. Well, that's enough for us today. Keep digging for those after party stories because, you know, they got to be out there. They got to
oh,
be
sure.
out there. And Lindsay's show premieres tonight on music television.
Yeah.
Wonder if there'll be any music. I don't know.
I doubt it. Yeah.
All right, see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Enjoy your tacos.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.